This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Yes, it is the wonderful Katrina Rowe with FromMouthsOfBabes.com. It's hard to say, but it's easier to spell. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Did you guys know that it's Children's Book Week? Have you talked about this yet?
We mentioned it briefly.
Children's Book.
When did we mention it? Hang on. I smell a rat.
You said to me this morning, did you know that it's Children's Book Week? And I said, no, I didn't. Thanks for telling me.
There we go. That's the honest truth.
Well, next year maybe we can do a bit more. But yes. I thought, I'm quite passionate about kids' books, so maybe it's a bit of an opportunity to talk about, what makes a good children's book. Because the thing about kids' books is, they read them over and over and over and over again, right?
Mm.
So what they read can have quite a profound influence on them. And also, I think because it's something that you, at least while your kids are little, you do it together, it'd be good if it was something that was enjoyable for both parties. Like, how there's some books your kids pick up and you're just like, oh, please, do we have to read that one again?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I thought maybe we could talk about, some ideas about what makes good children's book and maybe what makes a not so good children's book.
Well, if we start with the negative, then we can end on the positive. What does not make a good children's book?
Well, look, it's maybe a personal thing, but what really turns me off is any book that is too gimmicky. That sets off warning bells in my head. There is a place for the pop-ups and the shiny things. And
I love pop-ups books, and shiny things.
Change colour and, but and I guess they can help get kids interested in reading to some extent, but those books are usually very light on content. That's what I find. And also, any book that doesn't have the author's name on the front cover just sends me into cold shivers, Like, there's those mass-produced ones written by some 22-year-old in-house copywriter for a publishing house, and the standard of writing can be just really appalling.
Mm.
But the other ones to just cast a close eye over are books that are connected to a TV series. They can be pretty hit and miss, like, some of the Bananas in Pyjamas and the Wiggles books are very average, but because they have such strong brands, they could publish anything and it would sell. They don't really need to make a good. So they're some of the things that I think look out for.
I think you're so spot on with some of those books. They're just, flogging their own merchandise in some of them. Enforcing their brands.
They don't really have a story, Or they end with, and then we woke up and it was all a dream.
Yeah.
Hello.
Let's have a dance now.
Hang on, wait a minute. I just have to make a mental note to change the ending of my book that I've just written. Go on, Katrina.
All right, so what should you look for in a really great picture book?
Good stories equip children to deal with real life. That's the point, basically, of reading. So the characters should learn something or achieve something or find solutions to their problems. I really hate books where things just work out by accident or by coincidence, because that is telling kids that they're powerless to deal with the situations that they face.
Mm.
So you've got to think about the message behind what actually happens in the story. But also, I guess, books are an opportunity to learn about things you have absolutely no experience of. So, often the best books take children to another place, whether it's an Aboriginal community or the moon. But, or they teach them to walk around in another person's shoes, maybe somebody with a disability or somebody who's a refugee or, just experiences that are not familiar to them can be really powerful in books. And also, I think children love stories with a sense of adventure.
Mm.
When I think back over the books that I loved, nearly all of them have that in them, some sort of sense of fun or adventure, which propels the story. And, look, I could say heaps more, but I think you've probably got to fit one or two other things into your show today, so maybe I should just leave it there and I'll put some extra things up on the blog as well. But
well, it's enough to think about, isn't it? I mean, what are we reading to our kids? What are they taking in? What are we telling them? It's good.
What's the message behind the story as well? Think about that.
Mm.
And the other thing I will just say is it's probably quite good to read a wide variety of different types of books, like some fiction, some non-fiction, some with pictures, some without pictures, different styles and different types, some poetic, some very literal, that sort of thing, so that children are exposed to different types of books.
There's some that irk me a lot. I tell you what, there's this one that Lara loves.
Is it?
It's about a tea party with a certain prehistoric animal and the fairies that come and help clean the house.
Oh,
and she burns the cake, but that's okay. Her octopus friend brings a cake and they have lots of tea together. And the fairies don't get to eat. And the musicians are playing the garden. They don't get to eat.
Are you baking out the Wiggles?
Henry and Dorothy having a little tea party on their own.
Oh, dear.
But it's such a long story. It's like, oh, come on.
Can I tell you one that I really hate?
Yeah. Please
about
do.
This snail, right?
Mm.
And it's doing some sort of animal Olympics. And so, of course, the snail always comes last.
Mm.
And then at the end, the very last race is the downhill race. And the snail trips and falls over, you know, and somersaults down the hill.
How does a snail trip?
Well, exactly.
They have suction.
The race. And I'm like, that is pathetic. The snail should find something he's actually good at.
Mm.
You know, not he wins because he has an accident and hurts himself. What a loser. I don't know. I just think that sends the wrong message.
You're right. Like, who would be the best at leaving goo all over the footpath?
Exactly.
Snail wins.
Yes.
Which animal, you know, maybe there's a hailstorm and the snail can tuck his head in under the hill and survives and, you know.
Yes.
Something where he actually has a natural advantage would be good.
Realistic.
And then someone walks along and, oh, no.
well, that would be realistic, wouldn't it?
Anyway.
Thank you, Katrina.
That's all right.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.